Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hello. Welcome to the Flag Football America Network, and we are bringing you another podcast that explores some of the great organizations and individuals who are really taking flag football to the next level. I'm excited to bring a guest with us tonight that really is doing some innovative and really amazing events with flag football. And so I'd like to introduce my guest, Matt Riemel.
How you doing?
Good. I'm excited to have you on the show. Matt, can you just explain what organization you represent and just sort of give us a little bit of background of what you do with flag football? He has a great organization, and he's going to explain a little bit more about it.
Yes. First off, thank you for having me. My organization is NT Flag Football. We are located in Pennsylvania, about 40 minutes away from Philadelphia, suburbs of Philly. And we started back in 2007. I'm the president of the organization, and we have had some leagues in the past, but our main focus is on the experience for the youth. We go to a lot of tournaments. We have many travel teams in all different age groups, ranging from boys and girls ages 8 up to boys and girls up to 18. One of the big things that we do with NP Flag is we try to travel as many places as we can, mainly on the East Coast, but we have been to some other places with some of the teams. And it's all about, you know, flag football, but also getting experience. You know, when we go into town in Boston, you know, we're going for a whole weekend. The parents, the players, you know, we're hanging out, team dinner, stuff like that. And then, you know, the next day we're playing in the tournament. So it's really the whole experience factor that, you know, makes it as great as it is.
Yeah, and Matt has, again, thank you for being on the show. Matt, you have like an amazing resume of just all the things that you've done. It's so amazing that we're going to actually probably break this up into a couple of different podcasts. He runs a great event, which we'll talk about later in the show, called the Beast of the East Tournament. But for our listeners, how did you get involved with flag football? I'm always fascinated and amazed and feel like that's the real story of how my individual guests get into flag football.
Okay. Well, it all started basically when I was a young boy. You know, I played flag football, and then I played in Pop Warner. My dad was the coach of an organization in our area, and I played up until the ninth grade. And from there, when I stopped playing, I started, you know, volunteer coaching as young as 16 years old in high school in the local Pop Warner. And then I took a job at the Boys and Girls Club my senior year, and started helping out with an arena flag football league for boys and girls there that I actually played in when I was a kid as well.
What year would that have been, you think?
2007.
You remember? Okay, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, 2007. So I was 20 years old, 2007, and started working, you know, with boys and girls, and I just realized the amount of talent we had. So I figured there had to be something out there and more out there with this. So I just started doing research online, and I found one of the first things I ever found was a indoor national tournament of champions in New Jersey, you know, not far from us, at the Meadowlands, the old Meadowlands in New Jersey. So, you know,
I remember that tournament.
We had a couple practices, probably like 3 or 4, and we took an age group of, at that time, 12 and under boys down to the tournament. And in the very first tournament, we came out, and it was a different style of flag for us too, because it was 5-on-5 NFL flag. We got beat up pretty bad our very first game. I want to say the score was maybe like 40-something to like 27. So good thing was that it was only a pool play game. So we end up playing 4 more games in a row, and we won the next 4 straight, which got us into the championship game, where we ended up beating the team that beat us the very first game. And it was, you know, the score was vice versa. We whooped on them in the championship. So our first experience was, you know, a big one. We won the whole tournament. And then from there, I just started networking and making contacts. And, you know, I think it was very shortly after that, after we went to another tournament or two, I decided to start the organization, NP Flag Football. And from there, you know, year after year, we went to, I think, three total tournaments that year. Then the following year, we started planning to go to the NFL Flag Regional Tournament. And then from there, we just went to more and more every year. We had a lot of success. You know, the teams were, you know, picked. You know, we did eventually have tryouts, you know, starting in about 2010. We started having tryouts because more and more boys and girls wanted to play. But we would just handpick kids that we knew or parents that we would, you know, knew in the area, and you know, took them to these tournaments. And I think in 2010, I think we went to 12 tournaments through a span of 9 months.
Wow.
I think that was our biggest year, from, you know, ranging from Boston down to Baltimore, Maryland, all the way out to Youngstown, Ohio. So. And then, you know, this, me personally, I was also, you know, very into playing. I played in a couple styles, 5-on-5. I played 8-on-8 contact. I've played that for the last 10 years. Been through a couple of knee surgeries, but I love the game so much that I can't get away from it. So whether it be me playing or me coaching or me helping putting, you know, this organization together and send teams, you know, I started it, and I was, you know, the youngest coach out of every tournament by far. You know, I was like a son to some of these other coaches. And then, you know, I made some good contacts. They guided me, you know. A good friend in New York guided me. And, you know, I made some rookie mistakes. But, you know, again, we did pretty well, and we're still pretty strong today, and we're a lot better known now. You know, we're known throughout the country, have a lot of contacts, all because of flag football.
That's great. I made a lot of friends too,
you know, so flag football has done so much for me, and I have two young kids. I hope that they will have an interest in playing when they're older, because I can't wait to coach them.
That's great. Yeah. I actually met my wife playing flag football. I was a referee, and she cursed me out, and I was offended, and we ended up, you know, once I saw it was just the heat of the emotion, we actually met, and we're married a couple years later. So it's not just a sport. It, you know, it definitely can have an impact on your life.
Absolutely.
Quick question, Matt. I'm going to talk about,
again,
we're here with Matt Riemel, and he is the president of NP Flag Football. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a referee? I assume you have to, but I just had never asked you that question.
Do I have a referee?
Yeah, do you ever have to referee? Do you referee as well?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I've refereed during my recovery in one of my ACL surgeries. I've reffed in 5-on flag. I've reffed in adult. I've reffed on 8-on-8 contact adult. And I've done a lot of reffing in the youth. You know, and I know we're going to get into the tournament later, but that's one of the things I do. I hold like a referee's training for all of my refs at the tournament. And a lot of my referees are actually players, you know, who may, I think I have two of my current referees are players from that 2017 that we were just talking about.
Okay.
You know,
great.
Because it's the same exact style. It hasn't really changed much. And, you know, who's a better referee than someone who actually played the game, you know?
Absolutely.
But yeah, refereeing, that's a whole other world.
yeah. We could do a whole show on that, on just being a referee,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
The stories. Okay, so let's talk about this. The Beast of the East tournament. We're here with Matt Riemel. This is Flag Football America. You can check us out on flagfootballamerica.com. You can also go to Flag Football America on Facebook. So Matt runs an amazing tournament called Beast of the East. It is a national tournament. He is director and he is the founder. And so let's just start with how did you – well, that's how I came to know who you are. You had put a post on our Facebook page and that caught my attention 2 years ago. So let our audience know about this amazing tournament that you've been running for the past 7 years.
Yes. So 2 years after we started the organization, and once, you know, I had a lot more contacts, I saw how some of these tournaments were being run, and I said to myself, well, why can't I do this, you know? So that's how I started it. You know, I used the contacts I met through other tournaments to come to my first ever event. We had it in 2009. That was our first year. I kept it simple. I said, you know, let's do three age divisions. And we invited, you know, it was almost like select invitations that we sent out to some of these contacts. And in the first year, we had 19 teams show up in three age divisions from four different states. The very first year, we had PA, New York, New Jersey, and Miami in the very first year.
That's impressive.
Coming up to Lansdale, PA, you know, we played in the high school. You know,
our
attraction was, hey, we're 40 minutes from Philly, so come in and see Philly, and then, you know, we're right down the road. And then from there, I grew it every year. In 2010, we again stayed with three age divisions. We ended up with 27 teams that year. I think we had another state joining that year. I think that was Connecticut. And then in 2011, I decided to expand it to four age divisions. We had 36 teams that year. And then we had another state join. That was Massachusetts. And then in 2012, I really took a big leap in the number of teams. You know, again, going to tournaments meant more contacts. You know, it was a smoothly run event the three previous years. So I expanded the tournament in 2012 to six age divisions. That year we had 55 teams from nine states come, and a team from Hamilton, Canada came to the event as well. 2013, we did it again. We took another decent jump. I went to seven age divisions, but because one of the things that I found was, you know, you had some really good travel teams coming to this tournament. But then you also had local or league teams, you know, or maybe someone who runs a league who saw my flyer, and they would say, well, that looks like fun. I'm the coach of a team in our league locally, and, you know, hey, let's take the kids to a tournament. So what I did in 2013 was I created a seventh division, but I also had an A and B division in each age group. Therefore, the reason I did that was mainly because you're really good teams, you know, in pool play. You know, if you go 0-2 in pool play and then you start the playoffs, you're getting a very low seed, and you're going to end up against one of those really, really good teams right away. So by splitting it up, and then your day's over. So by splitting it up into an A and a B division, you know, they're both playing for trophies. It's just, you know, the top eight will go to A, the bottom eight will go to B. It really helped the tournament grow. A lot of people really enjoyed it. It was great for the really good teams because in the playoffs, instead of having a weaker opponent right away, you had a strong opponent right away, you know, and you had to play three tough games to get there. You know, it wasn't like in, you know, March Madness, you're playing, you know, 5-12, you know, it's more like a 4-5, you know, or a 3-6. So I did that, and that really helped. And we even had a team from come out from Michigan that year too. So, you know, at this point we're up to 68 teams, 11 states. Kind of hard to find a location to hold this many fields. Last year was our biggest event ever. We had, again, seven age divisions. We did the A and the B again, but we had 70 teams. 2 years ago, we had a team from California come. You know, we have a lot of these teams. You know, I think I can name three organizations that have come to the tournament every year since the start of it. You know, and I think one of the reasons they keep going back is because, you know, we take pride in how we run it. You know, we're always on time. That's one of the biggest things with tournaments is, you know, the time schedule. You say you're starting at 9 and you don't start till 9:30. you know, that's already a bad taste in some of those parents, coaches, players' mouths right away. You know, we always start right on time. Another big key is the referees. And I take pride in my referees, and I do that extra training with them. I make them download the USA Football app where it has, you know, the rules right online, right on your phone. I have a meeting a week prior. And because a lot of them are future, you know, they were past players of, you know, my team, it really helps them out with the knowledge of the rules. You know, I'm pretty tough on them. They're running up and down the field. There's no walking. And for the most part, I give my refs a lot of credit because in my tournament, you know, they're getting there at 8 a.m. and they're not finishing until 6. So they might get a 5-minute break here or there throughout the day. But they are really one of the, you know, big keys to the successful tournament. So
give us – all right, so you the event is coming up this year.
Yeah.
What's your goal for participants? I'm sure you're starting your work now or you're probably doing your preliminary work. So how many teams are you anticipating, and can you give our audience just some information about the 2015 tournament?
Absolutely, yeah. I actually started working on this in January, you know, had to secure the fields. We are going to 9 age divisions this year. We're starting as young as 8 and under boys. We're doing 8 and under boys, 10 and under boys, 12 and under boys, 14 and under boys, 16 and under boys, 18 and under boys. And then we're also having 3 girl divisions, 12 and under, 14 and under, and 18 and under. So this will be, you know, the biggest tournament yet. We are projecting about 85 teams at this event from around 12 different states. We also have some interest from a contact in Mexico and, you know, the same contact in Canada to possibly bring a team out. We are also moving now to an A, B, and C division. You know, and some
for
of the
age
teams,
group?
You know, for the main age groups. And the main age groups in this tournament are the 10 and under, 12 and under, and 14 and under boys.
Great.
Okay. That's okay. What, you know, is the NFL flag age division. So the only other NFL flag age division is the 14 and under girls. But, you know, there's not – we'll get 4 to 6 teams in that age group, you know, have a nice little age group for that. But – we are going to the A, B, and C, so it, you know, it certainly ups the ante on everything. You know, that's more awards. You know, we give out first and second place individual awards to every player who, you know, for in first and second place in each age group in each division. We also give a coach's award or a team award for first and second place in each division. And we give out one of the really cool things we do at our tournament is we do an MVP for each division in each age group as well. And the MVP, you know, when we started it, it was more like, you know, all right, I was monitoring and, you know, which player really stood out to me. And then since then, you know, we had some of the referees who are reffing those games decide who's the MVP of this division. But now, actually, as of last year, we changed it. And what I do is, you know, after the championship game, when they're coming to the head table to get their awards and pictures and everything, I go over to the, you know, the losing team, and I ask them, you know, and their coach, you know, hey, who was the difference maker on the team? So the kids are actually the ones choosing the MVP of the thing, cool. You know, of the tournament, which is pretty cool because to hear it from them, you know, sometimes you get, you know, it'll be unanimous, and then other times you're like, oh, well, I think the QB deserves it. No, that wide receiver had 3 touchdowns on us. Oh, that safety had 4 interceptions. You know, so some of the kids, especially at the younger ages, you know, the coaches help us out a lot more. But in the 14, 16, 18U divisions, you know, those kids tell us right away, like, oh, you know, that kid deserves it. And I think it's, you know, it is pretty cool for a kid at that age to, you know, say, hey, you know, that kid, you know, we just played them. We played a tough game. We may have lost, but that kid deserves the MVP. So we always do a real nice special plaque for them. One of the other big things that I did last year was I have you know, the tournament is called the Beast of the East. So I have this huge beast, this gold beast logo on the top of the trophy. And it's basically, okay. I mean, I guess you could say it's like the Stanley Cup trophy where you keep adding, you know, boxes onto it as it gets bigger. So what I've done is every team who's taken first or second place in the tournament, I have this huge trophy that all the kids get pictured with. And it tells you, you know, hey, in 2009, this team won this age division and this was their team name and they were from Miami, Florida, or they were from Boston, Massachusetts, you know. So it's always a popular thing, you know, kids see it. It's a big trophy and it's really cool. But, you know, you get lots of parents and coaches coming up and checking it out and seeing, you know, oh, you know, wow, a team from Miami won it, you know, 2 years in a row, or, you know, oh, this team. So we're really excited for the event. We're going to be running 14 fields at a time all day. So it is, you know, I mean, that's a lot to handle. Last year we had 11 fields. So we are planning. I'm having, you know, weekly meetings with some of the people that help me run this. Actually, this year I am hiring one of the head officials of NFL Flag to come to my event to, you know, be the head official of the event. So if there's any questions or concerns, or, you know, he can coach up some of the refs or anything like that, you know, I think that'll add some value to the event as well. But, yeah, we're real excited. You know, we're real excited for it. Our travel team's going to one tournament prior to that, but I'm getting new teams every year. I'm retaining a lot of teams, and, you know, that's the goal. I want to have the biggest and best youth event, you know, there is. And I want it to be good for those teams who are very serious, and I want it to be good for the teams that, hey, this might be their first tournament ever. You know, my first tournament ever, luckily we did very well, but that's why I do this today, is because of, you know, that tournament we went to in 2007.
That's awesome. This is Flag Football America Network. We are on the phone with Matt Remo. He is the Oregon director and founder of Beast of the East Tournament. Matt, when you get a chance, please, can you send us a picture of that trophy? We would love to put it on our Facebook page and on our website.
Absolutely.
So people can see what the event is. And we're hoping through this podcast that you'll get some other teams. One of the things I'm excited about is Flag Football America is going to try to put a team in, put us in the C division, put us in the D division, man, because, you know, your tournament sounds intense. So I always like to have low expectations and then overexceed from there. But we definitely are going to try to enter in a team this year. We've got about 5 minutes left in the podcast, so that's exciting. Yeah, man, I'm definitely going to work with you to get a team in. We're definitely putting a team in. I just got to figure out what division is best for us. We're going to actually take our clinic that we run in April, and all we're going to do is prep for this tournament, okay? So
okay, good.
We'll start from day one. We'll get a playbook and practice for 5 weeks, and we see how we do. But it sounds like a great event. You know, one of the things that I love about you is the fact that, you know, so many people talk about we got to help the kids, we got to work with the kids, and you and the youth. And you know what I found over the years? The people who do it don't talk about it. They just do great things, and they don't look for that.
Right.
You know, I'm always impressed and just fascinated and happy that there's people like you out there doing so much with the youth. Here's a question for you, Matt. Give me, I know we only got about 4 minutes. Give me a typical day. So what's your day like, the day of the event? You know, what's a typical day for you when you run this tournament?
Day of the event, I'm out at the field. I'm at the complex probably 5:30, 6 a.m., you know, 3 hours prior to anyone there. I got a whole crew coming, you know, to help me, meeting me there, getting stuff set up. You know, it's a lot of field cones to put out, 14 fields. Everything's already painted the day before. The fields are all painted. The lines are in. Just a lot of setup that day in the morning. Teams will start arriving anywhere between 7:30, 8 a.m., you know, an hour to an hour and a half before the event's going to kick off. At that time, I'm just floating around. You know, my phone is ringing off the hook. I remember giving my phone to my sister last year. She helps me run the event. just saying, yo, here, answer the call. I got too many things
all
going
day.
On. You know, it's probably
yeah, all day.
Directions or, you know, my phone. I have to bring a charger with me because it will die throughout the day if I don't. But, you know, registration is always pretty busy. You know, teams, you know, pick their spots, you know, on the complex and camp out. You know, some of the serious teams will bring tents and coolers and stuff, and it can be a long day. So just making sure everyone's situated and, you know, the parking lot's getting filled the way it's supposed to, and, you know, the refs are ready. They got all their beanbags and timers and, you know, just – getting everything ready to go, helping with wherever I can. I always have a coaches meeting, you know, prior to the tournament starting, as well as a referee meeting. And then once, you know, about, you know, 9 o'clock, once we start, it tournament runs itself, you know. I mean, the refs are prepped and know what they do. My field managers, you know, they're in charge of, you know, certain fields. We're all walkied up, you know, we have the two-way radio, so anyone can get in contact with me. I'm usually flying around in the golf cart, you know, just trying to check out field one and field 14. And, you know, this complex has 4 full-size football fields, so it is a lot, you know, it is pretty spread out. But, you know, the tournament runs itself for the most part. You know, there's some minor things here and there. You know, weather is always can be a factor. But, you know, we've been pretty lucky with it in the past. And, you know, the end of the day, when it's all over, you know, it's just a great feeling. And, you know, I'm always the one to present the awards and the trophies and constantly, you know, shaking hands with people, you know, asking people throughout the day, hey, how's it going? You know, any complaints? What's going on? I try to always, you know, because the next day, that Monday after the tournament, that night I come home from work, I'll be on my computer, you know, jotting down. Well, I'll be sending the full tournament standings out and a thank you to everyone, but I'll be jotting down, hey, what can I do to make it better next year? You know, the goal is what can I do? You know, hey, we had this little glitch this year. What can we do to change that? So, you know, I really do work on it, you know, year round. And, you know, I got lots of helpers. Lots of my family helps me. My mom, my dad, my brother, coaches all the teams. I don't coach any of my own teams in my tournament because I want the tournament to run, you know, perfectly. I don't want to be bothered with that. So my brother coaches, my other brother refs, my sister's at registration, my mom and dad are in the snack stand, running the snack stand, you know, so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a whole family affair, you know,
yeah.
And it's just, you know, we get a lot of people out there. It's always just a great time. So
that's great. Okay, so Matt, what's the best way for people to reach you and learn more about the tournament? Where can they contact you and or get information about the tournament?
On Facebook, we do a lot of posts. You know, that's how, you know, we connected. I went on and probably posted the tournament flyer on at least 50, 60 sites, you know, pages, just, you know, getting the word out. You can reach me via email at npflagfootball@yahoo.com. You can, you know, I don't know if there's a way we can get my number and email and info up on Flag Football America site in case anyone has any questions, or you can contact, you know, you directly and you can put them in touch with me, but you can text message me, email me, call me. I'll get back to you for sure, most likely that day, if not definitely the next day. My phone will be, you know, off the hook for the next 2 months leading up to this. So,
awesome. Okay, so again, we're with Matt Remo. He's the director and founder of Beasties Tournament. Matt, you got 30 seconds. I'll leave you with a closing remark. If I'm a parent or if I'm a runner of a youth league, give me 30 seconds and just tell me why should they come to the Beast of the East Tournament on Sunday, May 17th, 2015.
All right, well, you're going to definitely have a great time. You're going to see lots. You're going to see some of the top players in the country, especially the East Coast, playing in this event. From age, you know, from 6'4", 12-year-olds to, you know, one of the fastest kids you've ever seen. It's a very well organized event. We try to do whatever we can to make everyone happy. We do give lots of awards out. Every kid gets a tournament T-shirt. And usually a keepsake bag to walk away with. It's just a fun day. You know, if you're going to go do something on a Sunday, you know, and your kid wants to play flag football, you know, get in touch with me. I'm guarantee you will have a blast.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, this is Flag Football America. We have had a great conversation with Matt Remo from the Beast of the East tournament. We will check in with you, Matt, as you get closer to the event, and we'll want to get an update. We'll do a show and just kind of give us an update of what teams you have registered and who's coming to the event.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, thanks a lot again. Thanks, Flag Football America. I love the website. I love everything you're doing. So I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you for your time, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, bye.